Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is March 19th, 2024. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. We are talking about pansies. So pansies, surprisingly, have health benefits, which it always shocks me when I hear a flower has health benefits, which is wild because hibiscus is a flower and we know they do. Roses, we know they do, but I guess it just is very surprising. So this comes to us from netmeds.com. Culinary benefits of flowers have been known to mankind for the longest time, dating back to the Roman era, be it Chinese, Indian, Middle Eastern cultures. The use of flowers in cuisine has been cherished in abundance. Enchanting bunch of fresh blooms are not only a beholder's delight or decor in a porcelain vase, but a variety of flowers, also known as edible flowers, are imbued with bioactive components, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. One such flower is pansy, also known as wild pansy, heart ease, Johnny jump up, or Viola tricolor. This ornamental cool weather flower is replete with a myriad of health benefits. Besides also having a long history of use in herbal and folk medicine for treating several ailments such as epilepsy, skin disease, and respiratory problems. A purifying herb, pansy contains powerful plant compounds that possess anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. These short-lived perennials that bloom in more than 16 different hues also contain flavonoids, which we know can offer antioxidant and neuroprotective benefits. Yeah, pansies. I love to see it. A lot of flowers tend to have antioxidants, flavonoids, and things like that. So pansy is supposed to help with easing pain. Drinking pansy tea can alleviate joint and arthritis pain. It can combat headaches with, again, tea. It can help treat skin disorders. Mild flavored tea of dried pansies with honey brings down a fever. And topically, it can help with skin irritation, which is probably the antioxidants. And it can also be an effective expectorant, which can help get coughing and getting icky stuff out of your body. All right, so moving into some headlines, this comes to us from PHL17.com, which sounds like Philadelphia news. Unique vampire and paranormal activity in museum opens in Bucks County. I'm in. I heard about this after I left Pennsylvania, and I'm devastated. So they say, do you love all things paranormal? If so, this unique paranormal museum dedicated to the world of supernatural is now open in Bucks County. It's called Vampa, the Museum of Vampire and Paranormal Activity, and they have artifacts dating back to the 1700s. I'm in. Let's go. Road trip. Let's go. I'm down. Come on. Let's plan it on the calendar. Oh, I'm so excited. And they have this news people went to go check it out. Oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I had known when I was there. Oh, I would have gone. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, March 19th. The waxing gibbous moon moves from comfy Cancer to show tunes Leo today. Here, the moon trines the Sun and Neptune and opposes Pluto. We're very connected to our intuitive spidey senses with these vibes, but they may be revealing things that aren't entirely pleasant. We're seeing the dark side of folks quite by accident. Be careful about commenting on it too soon. With Mercury in Aries, it'll be hard to keep our opinions to ourselves. But there is a time and a place to confront the dark side, and this might not be it. Measure your words carefully. The trine to Neptune is obscuring our view, so we'll need to proceed with caution. Your daily moon mantra is, caution is not cowardice. Even the ants march armed. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Revolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items would be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from new perspectives, but to elevate your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and move on, or use this journal as a jumping-off point for future conversations with friends, Evolution of a Witch is a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. Evolution of a Witch by best-selling author Tanya Brown is available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, so today we're going to continue on our O-Star series, but before we do, we're going to listen to a question from one of our listeners, Betty Jo, in our Facebook group. Betty writes, I have a question I'm hoping someone can help me out with. I keep having a reoccurring dream theme of my dead grandmother's house. It's been happening for at least 6 months. Sometimes the dream is that I was willed the house and am discovering secrets and secret rooms I didn't know it had. Betty, I have that dream all the time. Betty, no, I'm not kidding. I'll have dreams where I'm in a house and I'm constantly discovering rooms. Betty continues, sometimes I'm trying to figure out how I will pay for the repairs and updates. Sometimes I'm just walking around in it and looking at all my grandmother's stuff. Last night in my dream, I knocked on the door and discovered it had been remodeled as a kind of sorority house, and they gave me a tour. My grandmother is never in these dreams. The house was sold to someone outside the family when she died in 2014. Other possible relevant information. She died in 2014, and I was going through an expensive divorce and couldn't go to her funeral. I did talk to her on the phone hours before she died. She had owned this house all my life, and it has been the home base for that side of the family. I also lived there off and on, and my parents over the years for various reasons. We always had major milestones there, birthday parties, graduation, holiday celebrations. Her home was built in the 1920s. Purchased my own home in 2022, and it is also an older home. It reminds me of her home in ways I can't put my finger on. My mom, her daughter, has said the same thing when in my house. The dream feels unsettling, not comforting, but also not quite disturbing. Any thoughts on the meaning? Betty Jo, let me tell you, I'm so excited to delve into this. Okay, so I tend to have these dreams a lot too, where I'm in a house. I can't tell you whose, it changes all the time of whose house it is, but I'm in a house and I'm discovering rooms I didn't know were there. Now, from what I've heard, this can be kind of about learning about things you were unaware of, discovery, right? Discovering aspects of yourself. Or because this seems to be really focused on your grandmother's home, it could be this feeling of wanting to discover more about her, right? And because you didn't go to her funeral, and it sounds like you might have some feelings about that, this could be this kind of need you have to learn more about her and discover all the rooms of her you didn't know were there. But I think it's interesting that you have a home that you feel is similar to her home, which was really meaningful to the family. And was really kind of the classic hearth and house sort of thing. And you feel that presence in your home. This is maybe leading me to think you might have this urge to kind of take on the role of the center of the family, the matriarch of the family. And I think it could be really wonderful to go on a discovery quest about your grandmother. ask family stories they have of her, maybe do some internet research, newspaper, put in her name, see if there's a picture of her from her high school graduation in there. I think this is like a very strong call to ancestor work in specific to your grandmother, but not just ancestor work, almost as if you're preparing to take on the role she held. And again, because you feel like her home mimics her home in that way. And I think it could be really meaningful for you to learn maybe some of her recipes, some of her traditions, some of those aspects. And you might be being called on to take on that role in the family that she held. But again, because of the secret rooms, right? Discovering more about her that maybe you didn't know. And I think this could be a really fulfilling, beautiful, and meaningful journey for you. So let's see what others have to say. Emily says, no lie, this is parallel to my own grandmother's house and story, including my dreams. In my dreams, she's often there. I think of it as a way for her to remind me we are always connected. Sam says, one possibility is that home-based energy is looking for a place to resettle. Perhaps you may feel called to being a new host for family and birthday gatherings. I agree, Sam. Kate says, well, 99% of the time, I say don't go with the popular dream interpretation we find in books, but I found a common interpretation of houses being related to the body to be relatively accurate. If there's not anything that stands out to you regarding your grandma, I would ask, what is going on in your life, your body, or your spiritual journey? Your body is your home. Your mind is your home. These dreams could be trying to give you a message or help you integrate your emotions or your thinking mind story about something. Lilith says, sounds to me like your subconscious is desperately trying to find a foundation for you. As you said, the house was a gathering point, the focus of much of your youth. Maybe you are missing that, missing family or feeling separated from your soul group. Maybe the house being reused to a new purpose is your subconscious trying to let go of where you were, of where you were without letting go of what it means to you. World's getting rough. Human instinct is starting to kick in for a lot of people. So yeah, I think, I hope that's helpful, Betty Jo. And I really hope that this is the start of a wonderful journey for you. All right, so let's talk about Ostara. So this is all about Ostara rituals for solo practitioners. And it comes from LearnReligions.com and author Patty Wingington. So Ostara is a time of balance, and it is a time of equal parts light and dark. At Maybon, we have this same balance, but the light is leaving us. But with Ostara, it is coming. The darkness is leaving, right? So there's a few different things you can do. You can do a ritual to kind of welcome in the spring. Some Ostara ritual tips, according to Learn Religions, you can perform a ritual outside, if possible, in the early morning as the sun rises to connect with the earth. Consider your own place within the earth, the sun, and the divine. Make an offering and find a sense of balance and harmony between light and dark. You can redecorate your altar with spring flowers, eggs, things that represent newness and fertility and birth. You can do a ritual for new beginnings. You can do a meditation of what needs to leave you and go away with the darkness. One of my favorite Ostara spells is to do seeds. So you can assign different goals to different seeds and then plant them and then nurture them over the next few years. One spell I did a really long time ago that came to fruition was I blew out an egg, decorated it, put on a piece of paper what I wanted to come into my life, and I inserted it into the egg along with like dirt. And I just kind of held on to it. I put it on my altar, and after a year, that goal came to fruition. So that's my go-to. It worked for me very, very well. But I hope those are some great ideas. We will share ideas from some of our listeners on Friday, but I hope that was helpful. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Bonnie. Bonnie, you sophisticated, kind oracle. Jess Jensen, you scintillating spinster. Alina, you kind, powerful, silky. And Amy Sue's, you playful, celestial sun goddess. Now, before we leave today, we do have a card pull. And this is from the Jane Austen Tarot deck. Our card is Seven of Clubs, and this is all about a challenge. Developing a green thumb requires vigilance. Keep watering your garden. And I think this basically means that we have to keep working towards the things we want. And it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes vigilance, essentially, to get what we want. And the hard things are things that require time and effort. Now, I do have a little housekeeping before we leave today. If you are on the Patreon, I'm going to be doing a giveaway of the Roast Iconic Oracle. So if you're on there, go check that out. And the free for everybody Patreon post, so free to everyone, whether you are a part of it or not, is our spell of the month, and that it's going to be posting on the 15th. So go check that out. Is it already the 15th? It is. It passed. It's up. My bad. But go check that out. And that's it. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we reference today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.